These are written for our instruction. David, on the other hand, he slipped up badly. He was tempted in a moment of weakness and he fell into sin. He was in the Old Testament, remember. There was no Holy Spirit in his heart, and so don't compare yourself with him. Today we have the Holy Spirit. But you may slip up in some way. You know what David did? He wrote a psalm. Psalm 51. He let the whole world know, brothers and sisters, I'm your king. But I want you guys to know that I committed adultery with somebody's wife. I killed her husband and married her. But I've repented. I've asked God to forgive me. I think this is one of the most terrible sins in the whole Bible. When you come, a sin is evaluated by who's the person doing it. The person with the more knowledge you have, the more serious the sin. But he got saved because he openly admitted it. I don't blame anybody else. I don't blame her for tempting me. I am the sinner. Read Psalm 51. He cries out, Lord, please have mercy on me. And the one thing he says, Lord, whatever you do, verse 11, please don't take your Holy Spirit from me. He didn't have the Holy Spirit inside him like we have. He had the Holy Spirit upon him. But I see that prayer, oh God, please don't take the Holy Spirit from me. Whatever else I may lose, I don't mind losing the kingship, I don't mind losing my money, but please don't take the Holy Spirit from me. How many of you pray like that? Even when you slipped up. Verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. Psalm 51. It's a great psalm. The Old Testament Saul slipped up and lost. The New Testament Saul endured till the end. Became Paul. Let us run the race with patience. Not because we are waiting for a crown. I'll tell you the crown that I'm looking for. What is the crown that I'm going to get? If I'm faithful, to me the crown will be that along with others, one day I'll be able to say, Thou art worthy, O Lamb of God. Thou alone art worthy. That'll be my crown. That I can say that. That I can put a crown on Jesus' head. That's my crown. That's the only thing I live for. I'm not waiting for some crown to be put on my head. This is my crown. That I'll be able to join that crowd which says, Thou art worthy. Keep that in mind, brothers and sisters. I pray that CFC will produce a bunch of humble, really humble brothers and sisters who don't have any airs about themselves, who don't go around acting as they're some special senior brothers or sisters. I want the new convert in this church to see me as his own brother, a fellow believer in Jesus Christ, not somebody special. Keep low thoughts about yourself and you will finish the race. Let's pray. Before that, I want to show you a little picture. You know, here we have to run this race, and we got to help one another. And here is a video. Just have a look at this video of two brothers running, and one was fainting. It's a long race. It's called a triathlon. And the other brother helped him, even though he lost his own position. He helped him. Can you play it, please? Please watch this.
Johnny has to win and to be sure of taking the title. And right now he seems to have lost control of his legs. And this is worrying. Oh, and he's starting to slow. And there is a little way to go. There's half a K to go. And Johnny is running out of time and is losing He's losing his sense of direction. This is worrying. Oh, goodness me. This is a horrible sight. Jonathan Brownlee has lost it now and has staggered to a stop at the side of the course. And Alistair's stopped to help him along. And Alistair is going to try and carry his brother home. Dramatic scenes in Cozumel as the Olympic champion carries his younger brother towards the podium.
Oh my God, I cannot believe what we are seeing here, Matt. Is this allowed? Is he allowed to help his brother? You know, is that part of the rules? I'm not too sure. We've never seen anything like this before.
Unbelievable scenes. Unbelievable scenes in Cozumel. The Brownlee brothers arm in arm, but it's not by way of celebration. Henry Schumann's celebrating. He's going to win this race in Cozumel out of nowhere. But we have to be concerned about the health of Jonathan Brownlee. And they're not even on the final stretch yet. Schumann wins in Cozumel. The brothers are coming home arm in arm to finish in second and third. But Johnny can hardly stand. And Alistair is having to drag him across the line and pushing him home for second. Johnny finishes in second. Goodness me. What an incredible conclusion here in Cozumel. I've never seen anything like that anywhere in world sport. Worrying scenes all round.
Thank you. Now what you saw there was, they were two blood brothers, world champions, and the younger brother was running, and he was coming first, and the second brother was, his older brother was coming second in this huge race, many, many miles, bigger than a marathon. And when his brother, just a few meters before the end of the race, he stumbles and falls, and he's giving up. He was first, coming first. His elder brother holds him, and someone behind him who was third ran forward and came first. He says, never mind, let that chap come first, but I'm going to help my brother go across the line. And when he came to the line, this older brother pushes the younger one and says, you go ahead of me. So that chap came second. What a testimony. Apply that to the Christian race, and you see somebody, maybe your brother or sister, stumbling and falling. Instead of criticizing, say, Lord, what can I do to help him finish the race and to push him ahead of me? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us, each one of us, to run this race faithfully and to think not only of ourselves, but to help one another, brothers and brothers, sisters and sisters, so that we can help everyone to finish their course with joy before you come again. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.